We like breaking stories. The actor Liam Neeson has been wiped out from Queen's University's prospectus, and the university, a bastion of free speech, is refusing to explain why. Inside information from a source brought to the Nolan Show has told us that Neeson was scheduled to be in this year's prospectus, but an instruction was given for him to be removed. Queen's University has promised the BBC on a number of times that they would provide a comment around this, and they then U-turned twice, deciding to remain tight-lipped. So they won't tell anybody why they removed Liam Neeson, but they have done. Is the university trying to distance itself from this Hollywood actor born here on the back of the comments that he's made? If you have a look, and we've posted this on our Twitter feed in the 2019 prospectus for Queen's, Liam Neeson appeared in the university's Heritage and Heroes section. And guess what? He's not there in 2020. He was in it in 2018, in it in 2019, and they have erased him from the 2020 version. The Hollywood star, of course, found himself at the centre of a racism row last month after admitting that in the 1980s he wanted to kill a black person when he found out a close friend had been raped. Let's speak to the commentator this morning, Malachy O'Doherty, about this. Morning to
morning,
you, Malachy.
Morning.
Well, Queens won't tell us why. They've been promising to, and then they've U-turned. Should they have done this?
Well, they should have explained it. I mean, it's absurd that they don't explain it. I mean, Queen's is a commercial operation. It has used the Liam Neeson brand to promote itself in the wider world. That brand consists of the image of a local boy made big, and they wanted to be part of the reflected glory of him, and they wanted to be able to convey an image to the world, I suppose, of Queen's University as a place in which the ordinary Joe, the ordinary bloke on the street, could advance in similar way to the heights. And you know, that we are a bit indulgent of Queen's if we expect some kind of sentiment or loyalty from them. They are a commercial organisation, and that's the way they were using Liam Neeson. They've decided now the brand means something else, and therefore is not of any value to them, and they've dispensed with it. But to not explain that is to pretend in some way that they haven't really done this, or it's to hide from the realities of the commercial decisions that they make. They should have the courage to go on your show and say, look, what I've just said is the circumstance.
They promised us. They were promising us a statement on a number of occasions. And we tried to engage in responsible journalism with them by believing them.
Well,
and they promised us a comment, and twice they've U-turned now. So why are they so reluctant to tell the public why they have dropped Liam Neeson? And does he know he's been dropped?
Well, I don't know if Liam knows he's been dropped, but I know that...
He will now.
I would expect that Queen's has got a press office. Well, I know it has a press office and its communications offices, and they're concerned about the image of Queen's University. And one thing they don't want is this discussion that we're having now. You know, because normally in their calculation as communications people will be, if we don't feed this story, it'll not go anywhere. There'll be no balance to it because it'll just be one person criticising us, and therefore the BBC won't run it. That's the kind of calculation they've made, and they've calculated wrong, because you've made a call that this is a story worth doing, even if they aren't going to feed into it. And you're right to make that call, because this is important. But what's important is on two levels. One is to understand that when a commercial organisation, and Queen's is a commercial organisation, uses a personality for part of its brand, it is doing that in the most practical, cash-orientated, cynical way. It is just saying, what is the value of this person? What does advertising on his name do for us? What does it say? And I mean, the reality is that the brand Liam Neeson has changed. He surprised us all by what he said. And he came under a huge amount of flack. I'm one of those who would say that Liam Neeson was extraordinarily candid. You know, I would say that, you know, the brand meaning has changed in this way, that we had been living in a culture in which there were many, many voices saying it's time for men to fess up to the damage they've done, that whole Me Too movement, and Liam Neeson comes across doing just that.
The university
gets hammered for it.
The university, Queen's University, had a section in their prospectus called Heritage and Heroes. And they basically sell themselves in this prospectus in which they say, as the UK's ninth oldest university, our history is rich with brilliant leaders, inspiring thinkers and incredible achievers who have been shaping a better world since 1845. And there's Liam Neeson in that section under Heritage and Heroes. They describe him, Queens describe him as an award-winning actor, and they say, Hollywood actor Liam Neeson, OBE, was first a physics and computer science undergraduate at Queen's in 1971 before receiving his honorary doctorate in 2009. He was nominated for an Oscar for his role in Schindler's List. So there's Liam Neeson, proud, present in the very centre of Queen's University's prospectus. Now, the Nolan Show understands that an actual instruction, an order was given to the Queen's University team to remove any mention of Liam Neeson from this year's prospectus. And lo and behold, in the Heritage and Heroes, the exact same section this year, it is the exact same layout, except in the place where Liam Neeson was. And you can look at this on my Twitter feed. You'll see exactly how they've done it. They have simply enlarged a couple of the photographs and taken Liam Neeson and any mention of him completely out of it. He's gone.
Well, you would wonder if he studied physics, if he studied the sciences at Queen's, how much credit was Queen's entitled to take for his achievements anyway? They didn't make him an actor. You know, they made him a scientist, and he isn't a scientist. You know, I mean, the university which is saying here is our best, and he was trained and he was educated in the sciences, and he goes ahead and becomes an actor. You know, how much can the university say, really, we made him what he is? We take some credit for what he became. We take some reflected glory, you know.
Well, they're entitled to be proud of their students who achieve success. You know, I guess being successful, and by the way, I've talked to this many times, how do you define success?
Yeah.
But they were proud of him 1 year. Let's put it like that. Proud of him 1 year, and the next they're not. Now, maybe they're trying to distance themselves from the racism row that he found himself caught up in. He denies being a racist. And as you said, Malachy, there are some people like you think that what he was being was
candid. He was being candid. He was being honest. He was being honest about the person that he had been at an earlier stage in his life, you know? And I mean,
maybe you could just remind people what happened in this row. What did he say?
He said that he had a friend, a woman friend, who told her, who told him that she had been raped by a black man, right? Or raped by a man, and he had asked about the colour, and she said it was a black man. And he, in his rage, had gone out walking the streets looking for a black man that might pick a fight with him, or that he might pick a fight with, so that he might kill that black man. That was horrific. What he was owning up to was that he had murderous intent, racist murderous intent, in his 20s. And that is an appalling thing for him to say. It's an appalling thing to contemplate that a man that we have such regard for as Liam Neeson would have been in such a state of mind. But the reality of it was he was owning up to it. He was speaking frankly about it. And I mean, a lot of people in our society who have been through paramilitary organizations, who have been through abusive relationships and whatever, have a lot to be ashamed of about things that they did when they were younger. And we are faced with a modern culture which says, you know, people should admit their shame, people should own up to what they did. And here's a man who says, well, you know, I did it. That's what I did.
And he gets dropped for it.
And you know, so where is the space? Where is the space for the person, particularly the man who is ashamed of something in his past? Where is the space for him to own up to that? You know. If that's what you do, if you completely pull somebody down. I mean, it used to be that owning up to something, you know, that confessing to something was a credit to you, you know, that in some ways within the religious tradition it's repentance or it's confession, it's putting the past behind, it's acknowledging your feelings. It's what's at the very heart of psychotherapy, for instance. If Liam Neeson had gone to a psychotherapist and lain on the couch and told this story, then he would have gone with some sense of having been healed by it.
Queen's University themselves, because we've covered it on this programme on a number of occasions, some of their teaching staff, some of their lecturers can be very outspoken. They have often yielded very controversial comments from some of their lectures. Many people say that's what free speech. The university is a challenging organisation, challenging people, challenging ideas, challenging thoughts.
The university doesn't believe in free speech. The university polices the tweets of its own staff. Yeah, that's another activity that goes on within the Office of the Communications that sends out the press release or refuses the press release.
You can't say the university doesn't believe in free speech now, can you? There's no evidence of that.
Well, I mean, my experience of being writer-in-residence there and being a lecturer at Queen's was that I was carpeted for my tweets. I was called into an office and made to account for tweets that the university disapproved of. I was shown, printouts of Facebook statuses and tweets that I'd done over a period of weeks and months and told that I was bringing the university into disrepute. You know, so I didn't even have the freedom at midnight, let alone in my office.
Well, clearly,
share a point of view.
Clearly, I would be keen for Queen's to be offered a right of reply on that. Now, Diane and Dunmurry, Diane, you're related to Liam Neeson in some way. You're furious, is that right?
Yeah, well, my name is Diane Neeson. My late husband, I should say. Now he's dead 2 years now. It turned out he had a cousin that emigrated to Canada many years ago, and she did a whole family research, a copy of which came eventually to my husband. I didn't even know my father-in-law's whole family were from Ballymena. I only found that out. This came now about 3 or 4 years ago, and it turns out that their great-great-grandfathers were brothers.
Why? Well, I believe you're furious about this.
Yes, I am, because he's the most famous actor, my goodness, in the world. Can I tell you a funny story, Stephen?
Let's stick with this story first.
It's about the name Neeson, okay?
We'll get that story in a second, but I want to stay, if you don't mind, Diane, on what Queen's have done and the fact that they won't even explain to the public why they've done it.
He's the most famous actor in the world, goodness me. I don't understand why they would do that. Sure, he has explained himself. It happened when he was very, very young. You know, and he deeply regretted, now in adulthood, of course, that it ever happened.
You know, I think one of the questions they ask is that Queen's say on this page, Queen's alumni enjoy lasting connections. Well, it's not lasting in terms of being in the Queen's prospectus. If you say something controversial, Liam Neeson might think, you'll be dropped.
I know, sure.
Not a lasting connection with Queen's for the alumni here.
I'd like it. They haven't come back yet to say anything. I don't know.
Well, they've been given, look, just to give you the context of this, we've been back and forward to Queen's about this story. We've been sitting on this story for the guts of a month.
Oh, right.
Back and forward, them promising us a statement, mm-hmm. promising us they're working on it, and then twice now, you turned and saying absolutely nothing. Maybe they'll have to say something now.
Oh, they will have to now.
What would you say to them, Diane?
I'd say, well, why did you do it in the first place? I mean, a guy does something when he's very young, explain himself. I mean, he's a very, very famous person all over the world. Not just here, it's famous.
We're going to give the university another opportunity this morning. We'll get someone from the Nolan team to ring Queen's now. We're on air until 10:30. And do they want to say? Are they seriously going to contemplate just staying completely silent when they say in their prospectus that they've got lasting connections with their alumni, and then we understand an instruction was given to remove Liam Neeson from this prospectus. Wayne and Warren Point. Morning, Wayne.
Morning, Stephen. At the end of the day, he's a human being who got angry when something happened to somebody who he cared about. So he's not entitled to be angry. Put it against, if it was anybody else apart from Liam Neeson wearing the trousers, so if you tell me if it happened to one of your loved ones, you wouldn't get angry. You wouldn't walk the streets. You wouldn't want revenge for something that somebody's accountable for doing something and somebody belong to you or somebody who you love? Of course you would. He's only a human being. That's all he is. Forget about the actor, forget about the status. He's an ordinary man who cared about somebody what happened to somebody who he really cared about. It's not complicated.
Liam, the big mistake that Liam made was that he was going to take it out on any black man. I mean,
no, but
one
sure,
person.
Sure, if he,
moment,
he was only, if somebody hadn't provoked him, it might have happened. But what ifs? It didn't happen. Nothing happened.
Do you admire him, Wayne, for admitting his mistake, or do you think he was stupid for saying it out loud?
Well, basically, I would admire him in the fact that, he did say it publicly. But from an actor's point of view and the status he held, it might have been one of his brightest moves, because it doesn't take an awful lot to kill a career in acting. One wrong role, one wrong sequel, and basically you're a has-been. And that's the problem with Hollywood. That's the way actors come and go.
But
and it could be...
But Malachy raised this point earlier. Don't we encourage people to be open and honest and admit their weaknesses, admit their mistakes?
Yeah, but sometimes, Stephen, what people want to admit, and it is good, it destroys them. It just destroys a career, especially in acting. You look at the many actors that basically go day by day because they didn't do sequels and roles, or they've done something wrong. Basically, they end up washouts.
I think this is awkward enough, Malachy, for Queen's University this morning, in that, you know, the question to Queen's is, do they have any tenacity in standing over their alumni when they find themselves, their past students find themselves in the middle of a controversy, or do they just put people in and drop people like hot potatoes when it suits them?
Well, you see, I think the way you're reading it is as if Queen's had some kind of sense of pastoral responsibility for Liam Neeson, some sense of loyalty to the person Liam Neeson. And I don't believe that was part of it at all, either when they were celebrating him or when they dropped him. I think it was a cynical commercial decision. What is the commercial value of associating ourselves with Liam Neeson? It's advertising. And they made the calculation, let's get Liam Neeson in our prospectus and show off what a great university we are because we had Liam Neeson, and make out that we love him and that we love all our past students. And that was never what their real position was. The real position is advertising a university to bring in fees from abroad, in the same way that, you know, tourism goes around
Queen's
stones.
Queen's would very much deny that, wouldn't they? And they would say that they're...
So. For instance, the new logo at Queen's is bright red, right? They changed it a couple of years ago to bright red. Why did they change it to bright red? Now, ask them, but the way I understand the reason they changed it to bright red is because that's a lucky colour in China. Now, because they are attracting Chinese students. So Chinese students go online, they see Queen's University, and they see a big bright red logo, and they get a warm, fuzzy feeling that that's a nice place to go. That is the kind of calculation that is made in branding and marketing. It's as cynical and silly as that.
0-30-30-80-55-55. Do you think we should be still proud of Liam Neeson? Liam Neeson, by the way, elsewhere in the undergraduate prospectus, had been mentioned three other times, okay? So a total of four times, one under this heritage and hero section, three other times in the prospectus, and abracadabra, he has been completely erased from any being mentioned anywhere, as if he doesn't exist. Daniel in Belfast. Morning, Daniel.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can, Daniel. Thanks for waiting, mate. Go ahead.
Stephen, I was just like to say this. I was going to say something else, but Malachy covered everything perfectly. Everything Alban says is 100% right. He knows what he's talking about, right? I believe Stephen Fry went to support somebody in a court case a few years ago in England, and he was saying about it's a disgrace. He says our society's moving towards the thought police. Now, it used to be that a university or a big organisation would have dropped somebody if it had been like a white supremacist or a KKK member or committed a terrible crime. Now, the thought police run the universities, and they're running, even the very police now, or the thought police, the PSNI or the RUs, or whatever it is, the police in England, they're knocking people's doors now for people having an opinion. You know, go look in their arrest people.
Daniel, I want to spell out to you the type of even innocuous mentions of Liam Neeson, which Queen's University have erased from their prospectus, okay? So they talk about an art lover's paradise, and they say the university is home to the renowned visual arts platform, the Seamus Heaney Centre for Poetry, the Brian Friel Centre for Theatre, They say we have our own boutique cinema. They talk about the QFT. They say some of our favourite spots near campus include the Ulster Museum, where you can experiment over cocktails. The infamously, I doubt you can experiment over cocktails at the Ulster Museum, but maybe I'm reading that wrong. The infamously rowdy comedy nights, they say, at the Belfast Empire Music Hall, and the Lyric Theatre, where you might just catch a glimpse of current patron and Queen's alumni, Liam Neeson. That's gone. So even catching a glimpse of Liam Neeson that was in the prospectus last year, taken out. When they talk about drama and English, they say drama students at Queen's builds on the remarkable heritage of drama in Northern Ireland. And they mention globally esteemed actors, including Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson is the following year, obliterated from that sentence. They talk about the Lyric Theatre. And Queen say, close association with Liam Neeson through the years. Guess what? It's gone, Daniel.
Well, can you hear me?
Yes, Daniel, go ahead.
Well, I was saying is, I would like you to speak to Alexis Stephen Fry, a man who's took criticism in his life, and he's a perfect gentleman, right? Has his own opinions about religion and about other stuff. But there's one thing that he'll defend, is people's right to have a thought, whether to offend somebody or not. You know, a perfectly honest human being, right, that tries his best to promote the arts and culture, literature, you know, and then you see an organisation like Queen's University is meant to promote these things. Once there's a wee bit of a sniff of a problem with somebody, happened 40 years ago, ditch him, get rid of him. Thought police are working again. What's Malky think about that?
Well, I agree with you. And I mean, the other thing that I was thinking when Stephen was reading out that list of places that Queen's associates itself with, like the Empire and the Lyric Theatre, I mean, do they have a right to do that? Is Queen's paying something to the Lyric so that it can use the Lyric in its own advertising and promotion? Is it paying the Empire something so that it can appropriate the Empire's reputation and associated with it and take some reflected glory onto itself? I don't know what the answer to that is, but I do think that, it illustrates what I'm saying about how they used Liam Neeson as well. You know, they want to build up an image of themselves as being international, cool, highly cultured, and yet many of these things, you know, that reflect cultural achievement are not part of Queen's at all. Liam Neeson, as I said earlier, and Stephen, you don't quite get the point, or you don't like the point, but still in all, he didn't progress, as I understand it, as an actor through Queen's University. The Empire and the Lyric Theatre, have obviously, they're part of the cultural context of wider Belfast. But, I mean, does Queen's really have the right to take some reflected glory from these other institutions?
Well, the Lyric still have Liam Neeson on their website. Liam Neeson remains an Aer Lingus UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. So there UNICEF and Aer Lingus haven't dropped them. The Lyric haven't dropped them. Queen's University has dropped them. And despite promising the BBC that they would provide a comment as to why, you know, what type of press strategy is it to tell a journalist that they are going to comment on this, keep us waiting a month, back and forward, back and forward? They actually told us they were working on a statement. And then on a number of occasions at the last minute, we're saying nothing. Our team is on to them now. This is a public story now. Is the public entitled to an explanation? What other alumni will be dropped if they say something that is in the middle of a controversial moment? Who decided to drop them? And is Queen's accountable to anybody when they use these people and then drop them?
Well, that's it. And I mean, I think Queen's is enormously cautious. I think essentially that defines the place. You're seeing, you know, within the Lyric and those other institutions which are standing by Liam Neeson, you see, a kind of wider imagination or the ability to, take the bit of turbulence that comes with the damage to his reputation. And you're not seeing that at Queen's. And even expected of Queen's. This is the institution that shut down a seminar on Charlie Hebdo, you know, a few years ago when people wanted to have a conference and discuss censorship and threat from jihadis and so on. and Queens, you know, just closes the whole thing down.
Well, Edward and Lawrence next. Morning, Edward.
Morning to you, Stephen.
What do you think? Are you supporting Liam Neeson, or are you supporting Queens, or would you criticise Liam Neeson for what he said?
Well, I would support Liam Neeson. This happened, as one of your callers said, 40 years ago. And the man has come out, openly admitted it. And I think, if I'm right in saying, he made a wrong move, maybe, in what he'd done that night. Right. And I would ask the question, how squeaky clean is Queens themselves? Because Liam Neeson's a fine actor, and I would stand by him. 100%. Great actor. And I would hope he does well in the future.
What message should he be put back in the Queen's prospectus?
Listen, whether they put him in or not, it's up to them. But I'm saying that there too. Liam Neeson, I hope, will be all right, and his career will carry on, because he's a good actor. And I think, I'm personally speaking, I think he's a nice guy. I really do.
Yeah.
And that's happened 40 years ago, and it's not unpardonable. But you think, according to Queens, are they getting a hold of this, and they're making a meal out of this to promote themselves. That's, I think, that's what it's about, to get recognition for themselves. But Liam Neeson, I hope Liam Neeson still stands tall after all this.
The commentator, Ruth Dudley Edwards, listening to this. Good morning to you, Ruth.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. My goodness, there are lots and lots of calls about this today. 030-30-80-55-55. Were they right to drop them, Ruth?
I find it just atrocious cowardice, but it's absolutely the case for academia these days certainly in America, certainly in the UK generally, certainly in the Republic of Ireland. I don't like being critical of Queens because they were kind enough to give me an honorary degree some time back. But
I doubt I'll ever get one.
But that was just, it's intolerable. Neeson said something honest. And he, considering he grew up in Northern Ireland at a time when people were wandering the streets looking for people of another religion to murder, what he was saying was a product of this. It was talking about understanding hatred, understanding things that we need to understand in order to understand our society. And the reaction to him was utterly pathetic. Cambridge have just dropped Jordan Peterson, the Canadian philosopher, because a few students complained about him coming. He's extraordinarily successful around the world because he talks common sense. And he was to be a visiting fellow of divinity. And a few students complained, and they just dropped him. A few students said he was outright, which he isn't. You know, they just panic. And partly they panic, of course, because students are fee-paying now. And they think about money. They're not thinking about values.
Well, now Queenswood, if Queens would speak, they would no doubt object to that. And they would say that values is very much written through the university. We mentioned I think it was Malachy mentioned the Charlie Hebdo conference. Queens did initially cancel that conference. It was April 2015, and they were citing concerns about the security risk for delegates and the reputation of the university. But after there was criticism from novelists and poets and academics, it reversed its decision, and the conference went ahead. Do you think, Ruth, they will reverse this decision? Does Liam Neeson deserve to go back into what Queens have described last year as the lasting connection with a network of over 180,000 individuals who are making a real difference in more than 120 countries around the world? Or do you think they'll stand their ground and never mention Liam Neeson again?
Well, I think if it's been dragging on this long, they must be absolutely panicking. I remember that business about Charlie Hebdo because I weighed into it and wrote a very critical article about it. And it was perfectly clear, and I was hearing that from friends in Queens, that there was wide-scale panic at senior levels at what they had done. And they decided in the end the only way out of this was to reverse it. Now, at the moment, who knows what's going on in the higher echelons, but it isn't as clear-cut a case, if you like, because if they'd had the sense to address it earlier, they could merely have said they had moved on to have other people. But it's awful. You know, I take Malachy's point that he hasn't really got a connection with Queens. The point is, he's aspirationally succeeded as an actor. It's something for kids with hopes of going into that world to have as somebody who came from down the road. So, you know, I was all in favour of having him on there, and it makes me sick, frankly, to stealing all this stuff. The cowardice is atrocious.
Well, what's cowardly about it?
Cowardly taking them off just without saying anything because they're afraid of getting a few complaints from students.
There is a huge momentum of support this morning to the Nolan Show on our calls for the Hollywood actor Liam Neeson. We have revealed this morning that Queen's University have removed the actor from their prospectus. He was in it last year. Queen's University, who very much are all about free speech, aren't they? They are refusing, for the last month have been refusing to the BBC to be drawn on why it seems an instruction was given to remove Liam Neeson from any mention in their prospectus, despite the fact that the year before they talked about them having lasting connections with their alumni. So they hail Liam Neeson as one of the incredible achievers. He did get into controversy. He was the centre of a racism row. Liam Neeson denies any sense that he is racist. But the Hollywood star found himself at the centre of a racism row last month after admitting that in the 1980s he wanted to kill a black person when he found out a close friend had been raped. He came in for a lot of flack, a lot of criticism over that. Others applauded his sense of honesty and him standing up and admitting to a mistake. Queen's University, they've wiped him off any mention. He is no longer this year an incredible achiever to be hailed in their prospectus. And we understand from a source, and Queen's University would not confirm, would not deny this, despite telling us twice that they would provide a comment. Malachy in Belfast, morning Malachy, 03030 80 55 55. Go ahead.
Hi there, Stephen. Yeah, no, I'm a big Neeson fan, and I listened to a couple of things he said on American television. As you know, one of my best friends is a black fella, Reggie. He didn't seem to have a problem with Neeson. And I think you've also got to understand, if you take the work that the guy has done for UNICEF, you know, and children and poverty throughout the world, he's a fantastic ambassador for this country. And if you take the narrations that he's done for Northern Ireland Tourist Board and for different things around Northern Ireland, I mean, the voice is very distinctive. You know, Neeson is an absolute top movie star. And it also, I think, which is important, which Malachy didn't touch on, you've got to take the background where we come from as well in this part of the world, where, you know, if one person gets hurt or injured, the hatred you have for everybody, it just fans the flames. You know, in RTE a couple of weeks ago, there was a photographer, and he took pictures of all stuff in the Troubles. This guy was from the north, and he took a picture of the Shankill Road bomb, and in the picture, he printed a picture of this child wrapped up in blankets that had died, and he thought that by putting this out in the papers, that the people in the north of Ireland would be, you know, this is horrific, look at this, this has got to stop violence. And in actual fact, and this aligns with what Neeson says, what he said he got letters from hard-line Protestant paramilitaries, and their ranks went through the roof for people to join these organisations to get revenge. So, I mean, Neeson's from Ballymena. I mean, we've always known.
We're going to try to get in touch with Liam Neeson's representatives as well and ask him for his reaction to this. What do you think the university needs to do now, Malachy?
I think
who took the decision? You know, was it a committee took the decision? Was it one person? Why did they take the decision? If university lecturers, are they going to be treated the same when they issue controversial commentary? Who decides what's controversial? Who decides what's acceptable and unacceptable? And does the man at the top of Queen's University now, I'm not sure who it is anymore, we'll check, do they support this decision? Is Liam Neeson never to be mentioned again, Malachy? All these questions and Queen's attempting to remain tight-lipped. And some people might argue that if they use a star to try to, if they align themselves with a star, then can they, and be very loud about it in all their literature, can they really expect to say nothing when they then drop that star?
Well, I think Malachy made a good point. You know, he's famous for acting, not for what he got out of Queen's University. You know, it's like you. Where did you go to, Inst or Methody? I don't know which one.
I went to Inst, and then I went to Queen's.
Well, there you go. Did they teach you to be, you know, the greatest broadcaster in this part of the world? I don't think so. Did you use your education for that? I don't think so. Will the name of Cardo off you in them universities? I don't think so, because, you know what I mean? Well, what the thing about it is, as you said, they used him for what he achieved in outside in the world, and his background was that he went to that university, but they were quite happy to continue on doing that. An answer to your question about who made the decision, wouldn't it be ironic on a later note if Liam Neeson rang up Queens and says, I know who you are, I will find you, and I will kill you. And that would be the epilogue of it.
Well,
that's from the movie, of course.
I know it is. I know it is. And I just thought we should remind people of that in case they didn't know. I think we need to go to the top of Queens. The president and vice chancellor of Queens is Professor Ian Greer. Ian is chair of the university's executive board. As vice chancellor, he has responsibility for chief academic and administrative officer for the university. He's chair of the university executive board. He's chair of the academic council. And maybe Ian would like to share with the public why the university has done this, what their thinking is around it, how this happened. And we are trying to get in touch with Liam Neeson's representatives as well to get a comment from him. Richard in Belfast. Morning, Richard.
Morning, Stephen.
Huge reaction to this today, I've got to say. And the vast majority of you coming in behind Liam Neeson and supporting him.
Liam Neeson is the very visible face of integrated education in Northern Ireland. He promotes it widely. He appears on their promotional videos. By Queen's dropping him, are they also damaging the image of integrated education? Because they're saying the person who champions that is no longer we no longer support him.
So what do you think should happen now, Richard?
It should be reinstated immediately, and they should apologise.
And do you really think they're going to do that? They won't even explain to the public up till now why they've done it.
No, because they can't justify it in any kind of rational way. And for a university not to be able to justify a decision that they've made in a rational way that would convince people it was the right decision says an awful lot about them. They've been damaged through this. Liam Neeson hasn't. But as I say, he promotes integrated education both here and around the world, and they have dropped them. So what does it say about their attitude towards integrated education? A university?
Well, it doesn't say anything about their attitude to integrated education, does it? This is about their attitude to Liam Neeson.
Yes, but he's so closely associated with integrated education. He's the champion of it. He's the visible face of it, both here and around the world. And they say, we don't support him anymore. We don't want to know him anymore.
Well, they haven't said that. But what do you read into the fact he's mentioned three times in total in the prospectus? I said four earlier. It's actually three, and they drop him.
I read into that it is calculated. It is absolutely deliberate. It is in no way a mistake. It is in no way somebody going off on their own bat and doing something that the university doesn't agree with, and then they're going to have to catch up. They have deliberately decided coldly, we are going to drop this man. We do not want to be associated with his name in any way, and therefore we do not want to be associated with anything he supports.
Well, to just give you all a sense, because I'm trying to be as transparent as possible in this process. So to give you a sense of how this has all come about, okay? So a source came to the Nolan Show. It was a single source came to the Nolan Show about a month ago and gave us this story. Now, the normal, natural course of events is that you go to an organisation and you say, look, have you got a comment on this? And they either say, we're not commenting, or we are commenting. So they told us, Richard, they were working on a public statement. All right? And that then delayed us publishing this story. We went back to them. We gave them more time because this is an important public story. They then come back to us again. They've U-turned twice, essentially. They came back to us again telling us that they would get us a comment, and then U-turned on that again. So why is Queen's University, as our caller Richard has just said, a university unable? Why is a university unable to actually explain a decision where they hold one of our most loved actors up as being, and this is their words, an incredible achiever, and then we understand an instruction was given to remove him? Does Queen's University no longer think he is an incredible achiever? Is he no longer, does he no longer merit being mentioned at all by Queen's? Will he never be mentioned again? Who took the decision? Have they explained this to Liam Neeson? Have they had the courtesy to get in touch with him? 03030 80 55 55. The commentator Amanda Ferguson with us this morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you think, Amanda?
I think that this is another example of you not being allowed to criticise people's heroes here. Like, you're not allowed to say something about George Best or Liam Neeson or rugby stars or football stars. And like, the idea that Queen's has taken some sort of stance against Liam Neeson's support for integrated education is ridiculous. To me, it's just an example that they don't want to be associated with his latest controversy. And this is the latest one. You know, this one is about, you know, perceptions around racism, but there's been issues in the past about him criticising the Me Too movement. He called it a witch hunt. You know, nobody dumped him over that. I don't think that he's going to be losing too much sleep over it. And I think again, it's another example that you can't constructively criticise someone whenever they're steeped in a massive, massive row.
So do you think Queen's were right to do this?
I think if they wanted to remove him from the prospectus because it was a bad look, then fair enough. I don't see the big deal around it. I can understand perhaps why they don't want to be embroiled in a big debate about it, although, you know, they could stand over their position. But I reckon that it's probably just one of those things where, at the moment, if you're putting out a prospectus and you're trying to appeal to a broad range of people, perhaps on this occasion, having Liam Neeson's face staring out at everybody isn't really going to sell the university.
But
they just pulled it for that reason.
But don't you think, Amanda, that there's then a contradiction in what they're publicly saying? When they say Queen's alumni enjoy lasting, this is Queen's words, lasting connections. Well, it seems to be quite transient if you're Queen's University, and it's not lasting if you get into any type of controversy, you're gone.
Well, you can roll back from stuff. Obviously, people from here are very proud of what Liam Neeson has achieved in terms of acting. You know, he's from a small place. You know, he's done really well for himself. He's a great ambassador for integrated education. All those things are true. But there's no doubt that, like, what happened earlier this year around the comments that he made about murdering a black stranger wasn't a good look. It did cause offence to people. It was controversial, and it's not the first time that he's done this. And I don't know if it's maybe he's a little bit sort of out of touch with the sort of reality of life because he's a Hollywood star now, or any of that sort of stuff. But, you know, I understand why Queen's have not sort of put him front and centre of their publication this year. Who knows, he may make a return if he ever sort of gets the chance to sit down and explain himself and perhaps, you know, talk through what he was trying to say. Because I know that not everybody has been offended by what he tried to say, that he was trying to get a point across about vengeance and all those sort of things. But I think that what he was trying to achieve was lost in the way that he delivered it.
Have a listen to Philip in Belfast. Morning, Philip.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead. So Amanda's standing up for Queen's and their right to drop him.
No, Stephen, I think they should stand by him, because why did they put him on there in the first place? I think this is at least give an explanation why they're not putting him on the prospectus anymore.
I think it's obvious why they're not putting him on it, because at the moment he's embroiled in a massive controversy around racism. You know, it's
but they say they've got lasting connections with their alumni.
Yes, well, I'm sure they do have lasting connections with their alumni.
In some cases, they drop them.
That doesn't mean that that the relationship can't evolve or it can't be rolled back whenever something doesn't quite work out. Like, you know, I'm sure that there's plenty of our politicians that are Queen's alumni. The Queens wouldn't necessarily associate themselves with every comment the politicians make, but they still get invited to photo ops and events.
Philip? Philip's just dropped off. Okay, listen, we leave it there. Amanda, thank you. We are in touch with Queen's University this morning, and we will be asking them if they have anything to now say, given the fact that they promised us twice that they would.